It's Monday, August the 11th, and I am Leonard Vitbien with your news at 7 a.m. The Independent Patriots for Change condemned a swapo-backed campaign aimed at undermining the Walvis Bay municipality ahead of this year's November elections, calling it a political attack and power grab. Meanwhile, IPC spokesperson Emmanuel Nashinge highlighted successful engagements by party president Panduleni Itula with Erongo and Swakopmund leaders to encourage members to prepare for the upcoming polls.
This exercise from the president and his office will continue during this period in all 14 regions, 121 constituencies, as part of his responsibilities as president of the IPC and the official opposition political party in the Republic of Namibia. And this is nothing new. This is what he has always been doing since day one, before even the IPC was born.
Landless People's Movement Windhoek councillor Shade Kavanas accused the chairperson of the Windhoek Council of unprocedurally rejecting key motions without proper cause, violating council procedures. She said this undermines lawful processes, reduces transparency, and denies public interest matters due consideration.
The city of Windhoek cannot be run through secrecy, arrogance, and selective accountability. As councillors, we are accountable to the residents who elected us, and we are obligated to ensure transparency, fairness, and the prioritization of development for the benefit of all. My call remains for open governance, due process, and respect for council as the highest decision-making body of the municipality. I so submit. Thank you.
The Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform Ministry plans major agricultural developments in the Zambezi region following the launch of the National Development Plan 6. News on 1's Terence Mukasa reports Deputy Minister Ruth Maseke said NDP 6 includes all regions in the development goals.
Maseke told stakeholders that a hub has been allocated to the region, with feasibility studies having commenced. Chief Executive Officer of the Namibian Agroeconomic Board, Fidelis Mwazi, stated that the engagement strategy seeks to create crop value awareness amongst other identified issues.
You can find the latest news on One Bulletin for One Africa TV on oneafrica.tv and weeknights at 7. Watch it on GoTV 24, DSTV 284, or stream it for free live on oneafrica.tv. In South Africa, the activist and Citizens Forum says it is vindicated by the withdrawal of six legacy foundations from the preparatory task team for the national dialogue taking place this week. The group praises the move as putting the nation above self-interest and questions President Cyril Ramaphosa's motives for pressing ahead. The forum spokesperson, Dennis Bloom.
We applaud these legacy foundations for putting the future of the country above their own interests. This gathering will not produce anything. It's an ANC rally of politically connected friends. President Ramaphosa must listen to the voice of the people.
To Asia, where India's Election Commission recently released updated draft electoral rolls for Bihar after a month-long revision ahead of key elections scheduled for November. However, according to BBC, opposition parties and election charities criticized the process as rushed, with many voters reporting errors such as incorrect photos and the inclusion of deceased individuals. The special intensive revision, conducted from June 25 to July 26, involved verifying details of 78.9 million registered voters, the commission said, marking the first update since 2003. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.